The war on Bangladesh's Christians gets personal. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Asian Access is sounding off a call to prayer for Bangladesh, and fulfilling the Great Commission doesn't always mean globetrotting. Sometimes it's just providing a ride to church. It's the simple things that make a difference. Our first story today comes from Bangladesh, where ISIS executed a 65-year-old pastor last week. Hossein Ali was a Muslim background believer. The terrorists are using his murder as a lesson to others. Asian Access's Joe Handley says,
Pastor Ali came to Christ and was leading a small fellowship in his district. And then when he started connecting with Muslims, and then they, in fact, converted and started attending church, then the pressure started coming down.
Handley says the meaning is clear. This isn't an isolated incident.
One of my colleagues says they're hearing reports of similar kinds of things almost daily. And so he pleaded with us to pray.
But stick with us. Asian Access remains committed to training church leaders because there's just too much at stake not to.
It helps these folks. And they feel more strength when they know the body of Christ is praying for them.
All of these stories can be used to pray at the speed of news. See, 3 years ago, Sri Lanka's government ripped the orphans from the care of Open Doors' partner, the Agape Children's Center. Buddhist extremists falsely accused the director of child abuse and actually succeeded in shutting the ministry down. The next court date to answer the charges is this July. Open Doors is asking you to send a note of encouragement to the team and pray that they don't waver in their faith as they try to reopen the orphanage. We'll provide links for your notes at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. The church in China just saw history being made on Resurrection Sunday. For more than a century, the main Bible in China has been the Union Translation. And while it's still in use, it's written in a language people don't use much. Carl Muller of Biblica, the International Bible Society, shares.
The real crying need was a contemporary translation that was authoritative and well-researched and well-documented.
Biblica announced yesterday that the Chinese government has now granted approval for the Chinese Contemporary Bible to be printed and distributed throughout the nation. Muller says it's
the first time ever in Chinese history for distribution in China with a legal translation that's modern and contemporary.
The Chinese church will soon become the biggest Bible-believing community in the world.
Praying for the Chinese churches is the most important thing that we can do. Pray as we distribute the Chinese Contemporary Bible that it's taken into people's hearts and homes.
While God's word is freeing souls in China, it's healing hearts in Africa. Alice and Rebecca were enemies until Alice got sick. Prompted by the Holy Spirit, Rebecca began helping Alice. With resources from Baptist Global Response, Rebecca guided Alice on the road to recovery. Now, the process is ongoing, but at each step, Rebecca is telling Alice about Christ and demonstrating his compassion. And by partnering with BGR, you can play a part in another redemption story. So as you consider partnering with the causes you've heard about today, ask yourself this question. How desperate are you to spend time with other Christians? Well, Linda's breaking point came just the other day.
I am digging a tunnel so I can go to church when I want to and not wait for a ride.
Sally Gallagher of King's Table Ministries says Linda is a member of an unreached people group that lives in every nation. Unfortunately, her people are often overlooked by Christians, even in the U.S.
Sometimes we think that, you know, they just happily go along in life. Maybe they don't understand Jesus. Whatever the case may be, sometimes I think the church forgets that by developing relationships with them, it's a huge blessing.
Linda is a member of the special needs community. King's Table needs people like you to help them connect to a local church.
I could use some really solid, loving Christian people that would like to get involved in this ministry.
Details and links are at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Alzheimer's and dementia. For family and friends of the patients, these are extreme tests of faith. Zat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease, offering a glimpse of one family's faith walk through this valley. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.